We are pleased to be joined by Rob Ray. Rob, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all.
I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to let this turn into like a bash the Sabres segment, but what went through your mind when you saw that and saw the reaction or the lack of reaction from the Sabres?
Well, when it happened, you know, obviously we were doing the game and we spoke about it, RJ and Harry and myself, and, you know, we're thinking, okay, if it didn't happen at that point, you know, realistically the guy that could have done something was Paul Gostad, and he was on the ice at that time, and it didn't happen. The other guys, you know, Vanek and Pominville, and, you know, so it wasn't the proper guys. So yeah, they kind of half-assed addressed it, I guess, but in our minds, it was going to happen at some point in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when it didn't, especially when all of a sudden the score became 6-1, it became a real issue. And, you know, I think that you look at it, hits are going to happen. Things like that are going to happen on the ice, yes. And, you know, you got to kind of expect it sometimes, but there's things you have to do to address it at some point. Not only for, you know, the game itself, but I think they took a huge step back there. As far as credibility around the league when they didn't address it at some point. And I think Lindy was upset, yeah, that, you know, the hit occurred, but he was 10 times more upset that something wasn't addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday that was their whole topic of conversation in their meetings, was why it wasn't addressed. So, yeah, it is truly amazing. A couple of guys come out and they ask, what would you guys have done? Like, dude, back then there could have been a call for everybody going over the boards to settle a score.
Right.
Because, like you said, it's your star player, it's your goaltender that is the name and face of your organization, and when he gets run and nothing happens, then it's not saying a whole lot for, to the togetherness of your hockey team.
With Rob Ray on Sportsnet 590, the Fan. And Rob, as far as the whole thing with Shanahan goes, like, again, you look at that play. And yeah, you know, in a perfect world, I think maybe you don't hit Miller as hard as you did. But boy, I don't know. I mean, I have a hard time looking at that as a really, really, really dirty play.
Well, you see Milan, he had a real tough time handling the puck, and he was reaching out to try to get the puck. And yeah, could he avoid him? Probably, but. You know, he didn't target any specific area. He never targeted his head or anything.
Right.
You know, his momentum taking him through, and you got a 250-plus-pound man coming at you. Things are going to happen. You know, Ryan's only wouldn't be a 200-pound man, even with all his equipment on. So it's going to look a lot worse than maybe it really was sometimes because of, you know, the size of the individuals that are hitting each other. You know, yeah. If Brendan Shanahan gave a suspension on this, I would probably be very surprised.
Rob, listen. I know there's a lot to talk about in this topic, and we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you addressing that side of the issue. Thanks so much, as always.
Okay. Anytime, guys. Take care.
Take care.